I'm Walter Parker, and I'm speaking with Mary Westbrook Gia, who's the director of the Blanche Moise Chorale. She'll direct the Blanche Moise Chorale and the Blanche Moise Memorial Orchestra in the third annual Blanche Moise Memorial Concert. Two performances, Friday, October 11th at 7:30 at the Bellows Falls Opera House, and Sunday, October 13th at 2 o'clock in Persons Auditorium of Marlborough College. And the Brattleboro Music Center has all the details at bmcvt.org or 802-257-4523. Nice to talk with you again, Mary.
Thank you, Walter. It's great to be here.
Now, for those who are not so familiar with the great legacy of Blanche Moise, why are you celebrating her legacy?
Well, Blanche, for many musicians in the Marlborough area, in southern Vermont, and in New York City and Boston as well, she was our mentor. There was a tradition of the New England Bach Festival, which was always held in October on Columbus Day weekend. And we did an exploration of the great choral works of Johann Sebastian Bach. And so Blanche died in February of 2011 at the age of 101. And we miss her, and we miss our gatherings in October. So we still continue to come together, and I believe our audience misses them too. So we have had wonderful audiences to support us, and it's just a wonderful experience to come back together.
Well, you were a singer in many of her performances over the years.
Yes.
And so on a personal note, how do you remember Blanche and her special qualities that caused so many people to be so loyal and devoted?
She was a very demanding mentor. She had very high standards musically. And, of course, the people that she worked with also had very high standards. But she was able to push us over, you know, through a threshold of not just, you know, getting the right notes or, you know, making sure that our diction or our phrasing were right. It was something a little farther reach than that, of just a really intense rehearsal and really intensely feeling the music together. That's really, I think, what she provided for us.
Now, she was, of course, among the founders of the Marlborough Music Festival and School, and was the founder of the New England Bach Festival, which you've referred to, which didn't survive her retirement for very long. Mm-hmm. But she was also the founder and longtime director of the Brattleboro Music Center, which is thriving.
Yes.
And is really a great legacy of hers as well, because that's a great... Well, you describe, since you're involved with it, some of the activities, the span of activities that the Brattleboro Music Center is involved in these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, not only is it a wonderful music center and school for the community of Brattleboro and the surrounding areas, there are a number of really wonderful teachers, voice teachers, string players, wind players, percussionists, all manner of music instructors there who provide education for very young students and all the way up through adults. So that's a great resource musically for the town. In addition to the education program, there are three ancillary groups. There's a Brattleboro Community Chorus that's directed by Susan Dedell. There is my group, the Blanche Moise Chorale, which is a smaller group than the community chorus. And there's also the Wyndham Orchestra, which is led by Hugh Keelan. In addition to that, there is a chamber music series that's run by the Brattleboro Music Series, Brattleboro Music Center. So it's a very, you know, rich resource in southern Vermont.
And she directed it for many years until not long before her death.
Yes.
And so that it really is a great legacy of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the concerts, the third memorial Blanche Moise concerts, you've chosen this year to do Bach's Christmas Oratorio.
Mm-hmm.
Why pick that piece for October?
Why doing a Christmas piece in October? Well, because Blanche's mission over the years exploring the great choral works of Bach, she often would program cantatas, but she always, every year, rotated through the great choral masterpieces. That is the Matthew Passion, the St. John Passion, the B minor Mass, the two smaller oratorios, Ascension and Easter oratorios, and the Christmas oratorio. So I guess you could call it a pre-Christmas treat, but really it's just an exploration of the big masterpieces by Bach that were always performed on Columbus Day weekend.
And you have a couple of soloists who performed under her direction, mm-hmm. I believe. Fiona Yu,
yes,
the soprano, who performed with her, and also, who's the tenor?
Stephen Paul Spears.
Yes, and he performed, I know,
a number of times. Yes, he did.
Correct. And who are the other soloists who are new to the Blanche-Moise tradition?
Well, our alto, which is of special interest to me because I was the alto soloist. And I'm greatly relieved to be not singing at my age and enjoying the beautiful sound of Catherine Masek. Catherine is a young singer who is a student of Sanford Sylvan's. He was our bass soloist for a number of years. So she's it's just wonderful to stand next to her, conduct the orchestra, and hear her interpret these beautiful alto arias. It's exciting. Reminds me of when I was young. And our bass soloist is James Rittenhouse, who is a friend and colleague from Kentucky.
And what you call the Blanche-Moise Memorial Orchestra includes a number of people who performed under her direction in the past?
Yes. Some local, some from Boston, some from New York. It is kind of like a family reunion. So I'm very, very excited about these players that are willing to come and give their time.
Well, Mary Westbrook-Gia, good luck with the Blanche-Moise Third Memorial Concert. Two performances, Friday, October 11th at 7:30 at the Bellows Falls Opera House, Sunday, October 13th at 2 in Persons Auditorium of Marlborough College. You can get the details through the Brattleboro Music Center, bmcvt.org, or 802-257-4523. Thanks very much, Mary.
My pleasure. Thank you, Walter.